You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to High School Hoops. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great, actually. Life is good.
Awesome. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. I'm going to tell you a story, Coach. Our machine, one of our machines, the buttons weren't working. It was weird. It wasn't the new CT. It was the one, the generation right before. So I was like, oh, crud, blah, blah, blah. So I call, you know, like literally. Now, they did this before I was. They were sponsors, but got on a call. It was like something they had to reset, and it was, we thought we were going to need a whole new like memory board or something. It was like, nope, ding, 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 and now it works perfectly. So the customer service is awesome. They've always been like that. I remember when we had the first machine, and I was on the phone in there, and they were walking me through. Anyway, great. Mentioned High School Hoops and mention us, either Jake or myself, and get $450 off. And then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. The one-stop shop, which is going to lean into what we're talking about, because I remember when you took your first job and you became a Teach Hoops member that first time. And
it's funny that we front load a lot of these, podcasts, and Steve,
we batch them. We do two or three at a time because we're both really busy.
In my court to pick the topics, and this was his topic of choice because he wanted to pick my brain.
I did. I'm cutting you off on this. Explain what's happened so people know the kind of the journey here for you.
So here's the journey. So I took about 6 years off from coaching completely to be more of a dad and so forth and to find the right fit. Now, this summer, I found the right fit in regards to coaching.
Was it 6 years? What about the assistant year? You don't count those?
Yeah. So hold on. Let me think here. So my last year coaching was 2019. So we're at, 4 years out of high school.
Okay.
Basketball.
Right.
And I didn't know if I was going to get back into it. And it was about finding the right fit, right community. And it, at this point, we're back in the game, you know, and I found that fit. And we talk about coaches taking jobs. And I think the first thing before we start talking about that journey of getting back into coaching and being a head coach again and all those decisions that I have to make is making sure that you make the right fit. And I will tell you right now, the last 4 weeks, I know that I made the right fit because I took the time to make sure I have the right job. I'm very excited. I'm super happy with my position. I think there's a lot of things that could be considered when you pick that head job. But It's a lot. I forget how
it's
much
a lot. Work it's it is. A lot. So first of all, I think a lot of people are just looking for the head job, and sometimes you have to be patient for the right door to open.
Yeah, and you got to be able to know that you're going to have the right people around you that you can do that. And sometimes you might move into a community and, like, you know, I've kind of put my roots where I live now, and I've gotten familiar with other people in the basketball community that can connect my program to, or even do things within my youth program and things like that. So this was like the perfect fit for me. You know, sometimes people up and leave and they try to do something and they don't have any connection. It becomes harder and harder and harder, you know? And so it's okay to be a little choosy. Also, I think it's one big thing too, is being a new head coach is making sure you take the proper steps to get there. You know, oh, it's so great being that varsity coach. Yeah. Well, you don't know the reputation, or you don't know the reputation of the program. You got to make sure that it's the right fit for you. I mean, in the right job.
Yeah. So we were talking before we came on air, I asked you about like hiring your staff and all those things. So I think when you do take these jobs, that's important, because I've talked to enough coaches over the summer that are taking jobs, and sometimes they have to take an assistant, or they have no idea. They just moved to the community. They have no idea who to hire. So some of those things, it's because it's important. Like, you're hiring the people that are going to make the train work.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's a very important part of the process. What's the hardest part about being ahead, taking off, and becoming ahead again? What was the hardest part of the transition?
I think it's actually easier. I will tell you, from a standpoint of being so young at 26, taking my job, and now being 37. And I will tell you, and I will tell listeners, being a new head coach, is that I have done a better job since that time developing a core group of mentors for myself to develop my craft. And I would think of the younger coach bringing on a program, if you don't have that mentorship, you need it. You know, I'm not putting a plug for Teach Hoops, but I am a little bit.
You can.
I am. But I mean, Steve is obviously a great mentor to me, but through that process, I was able to acquire other great coaches as mentors. I'm very blessed to say that I have a lot of great friends that I meet up for, you know, coffee, and we talk hoops, you know, or I call basketball friends, and, you know, and I do that more often because I realize the power of communicating and working with other people that are not even part of your program. I think that would be the one thing that has made it so much easier. And I also think that, you know, I think the easier thing is just that sense of clarity. You know, when you first start, it's so muddled, right?
That's why before we came on, I was laughing at him. I go, you forgot, didn't you? He starts like, oh, but you, like, there's a lot of moving pieces when you're the head of a high school program. There's a lot of moving pieces. A lot. Like, we're jumping on here, and in 40 minutes, I got to go run to my youth board meeting. Kind of, there's a lot of moving pieces that people forget about when you're not, like, shoot. I see the people that some of my friends have retired, and they have forgotten what it's like to be a teacher every day and to be in the grind and, like, you know, go to the PD professional development days and to sit through the faculty. I mean, they forgot because they're retired now. And they have other things.
But I also think when you start to learn, you develop mentorship, you start to think about what's really important. You start to say, you know, you could watch 100 DVDs, you could do all this. And that's where I first started. I felt like I had to have all this knowledge. And what I should have done is kind of took what I knew that I was comfortable with, and try to build around the players that I had and do a better job getting to know my players.
Right.
And I think the approach is now going for me. And I've watched a lot of film of last year's team, that some of the players that I'm going to be coaching this year, and just understanding them and watching the teams in the conference play, and you just focus on what we're good at, what's our strength and weaknesses, what we can do, and focus more on the team. And, oh my God, I got to know this zone, that zone. Oh, that out of bounds play looks really pretty. This one looks great. Ooh, that defensive drill looks good. This. And it's like, oh, no. I could probably just spend 30 minutes of shell drill every day and be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we overcomplicate a thing, and that, I think that'll be a discussion, because I'm going to go back to doing a lot more shell drill this year. I just think it's something that I would like to get back into. I think it really does a good job of teaching defense in a quick way.
Talk about that when we get off, because I got some different ways of doing that I just kind of learned.
But we'll definitely talk about it. I think it would be definitely a podcast.
Yeah, we can talk about the shell and some stuff if we can do that. But the thing with being a head coach is you kind of have to know everything, like kind of know, like how to run a zone offense, But the problem is, what you know and what they know is two different things, and they only need to know, they need to know initially the foundation and the basis of it. And I think what happens is, especially with some of the coaches that I've been mentoring, is they want to know, they want to do everything. It's like, well, we can do this. And then they're like the dog in the movie Up, where it's like squirrel, 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 like new flashy thing. You can't be like that. You gotta, As a coach, you're always learning. I'm still learning. It's year 37, year 38, and I feel like maybe I know less than I did in my 20s because I'm smarter now that I didn't know as much then. But I'm always learning. I'm always doing stuff. I'm not gonna share what we're gonna do offensively on the air
You just don't know who's listening, so I'm trying to keep my some of my things on. But I will tell you that for some people that have maybe started out and taking a break, I feel like the transition back is a lot easier because you know a lot. And it's like a rejuvenating, a recharge of excitement. And it's a really exciting time in my life. I don't think I'm exhausted. I think I'm exhausted because I'm so darn excited.
Right. And it's a clarity. If you said earlier.
If you feel that way, then you made the right choice, in my opinion, right? If I feel like I'm going to work every day and being tired and not enjoying it, then I made the wrong decision.
It's a good tire. Yes. It's a good tire.
So my tire is a happy tire. And it's been really cool, especially to see my daughter be involved with it. And, you know, that's we always talk about you and Drew and that experience. And now to be able to have my daughter be part of that is really cool. It's such a neat experience.
It will be fun. It will be life changing. So you did say there was more clarity. You did say it was easier. But I'm going to circle back to the initial question. You're 37 and you ain't 26. I'm 56. I ain't 26 anymore. I'm just saying I can't do. I mean, I get like, I just can't do what I used to. I used to jump on the court with them. So what do you think is harder now in those 11 years?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I would think it's harder now because I have more responsibility in my personal life with having two children and a wife and being a dedicated educator and knowing that my students are so important to me. My wife is important to me. My children are important to me. And the love of basketball and my team and my program is to me, but just to try to find that healthy balance because all those things have to be in sync to make it work for you. Because if you're not working and you're not in sync, then your program's not the same. Now, I'm learning it, and that's the whole point of summer, but I think that will be the key is having a healthy balance of making sure, you know, that I have that separation and I make time for my kids and my wife and all those things. I think that's the more responsibility because I'm not just thinking for me and my wife. I'm thinking for my two children and everything else. You know, I think that is too. And I think another thing is too now what's different, I would say more than ever is that everybody is so spread out so quick. I mean, so much. I feel like everybody's playing 12 months out of the year in different sports and this and that. And it's hard to get people's schedules together. So I would even think more than ever, even a 5-6 year period, it's getting younger ages, it seems like kids are getting stretched out more and more and more of this sport team wants you 9 months, 12 months out of the year. This sport wants you 9, 12. Everybody's pulling you from different directions. I think that's one of the challenging things too, you know?
Right.
And so that makes it difficult too.
I think the summer's good. And then you take a little bit of a break because probably some of the girls play volleyball or run cross country or do things. What I think is going to be the hardest part for you personally, and I've never taken off like that. I started coaching when I was 21. So I'm a little freaked out about when I do stop coaching. But I've got this and I've got other things I can do that I think can fill some of those gaps. But I think the hardest part for you is going to be, I think you quickly forget, it's kind of like giving birth. You forget that November to March is crazy land. And you teach all day and then you go to practice or then you go and home and come and then you get the kids to bed and then you go scout. I mean, when I really noticed it was COVID, when we didn't coach for a year, it was like, holy crud, do I do a lot from November to March. Because I wasn't doing anything because we were virtual teaching and I wasn't coaching. So I think that is I believe, and this is for me, for all the listeners out there, I'm forecasting that's what's going to hit you like a brick wall. Like,
because
your kids are still doing stuff and your wife's still lying to go out to dinner and you guys still got school stuff to do. And then I think that's the one that I noticed it when I didn't do it for that 1 year and I'd been doing it for 30 years at that point. It's like, whoa. It's like,
nothing truly prepares you for that, you know, that grind.
It's a grind and it's a fun grind. I'm not complaining. I wouldn't do it for half of my life if I didn't love it. But you forget what it's almost like you get an overdrive. And the problem is, it's like, God, your daughter's got a basketball game on Saturday, but I've got practice from 9 to like the scheduling part is huge. And luckily I was kind of in charge of gyms. So I knew, okay, wait, Drew's playing at 11. Emma's got her 1 o'clock recital. If I go at 8, I can go from 8 to 9:30. Then I can run over and see Drupal. I mean, it's a sketch. Like Google Calendar was the best invention ever for some of those. Like, and Sundays was like, oh, crud, can I find, you know? And there was, you know, there was a couple years when Drew was little, I was coaching his 7th and 8th grade youth team.
I don't know how you did that.
No one else would do it. So I would have to schedule. I would schedule like, when I would make I would go from bar varsity practice to his practice. I'd go from our varsity practice to his game, or I would find tournaments that were only on Sundays because we don't practice on Sundays. Yeah. It was like, but it's like, whoa, I still don't know. I mean, I'm glad I did, but it's like, whoa. So I think that's one that as a friend, that's what I want to
think. I think it's about. Just like getting back into the routine of everything too. And I think that's where you really want to starting to front load those things like scheduling and all those things now. Don't wait.
Oh, shoot. I already have my buses scheduled. I already have like literally everything I can do for next season's done. Like I already did it. I mean, buses are scheduled. We know when our parent meeting is going to be. I'm still looking for another team for our first scrimmage because I only have one. But other than that, everything is like, that's what I do in the spring. As soon as the season's over and we do our postseason meetings and we do all that, we clean out the blah, blah, blah. Then I take spring break and then I'm boom. All right, let's figure out, do we have the schedule done? Do we know when we want to blah, blah, blah? Like, those are the things you definitely want to do. I just think it makes it easier for you in a lot of respects. But luckily, and so going back to the easier part, so that's personally what I think is going to hit you hard. I think you'll have a little bit of a honeymoon here when school starts back up because then you'll have some open gyms and do stuff that you can do. But I think that like that final little that grind is going to be like, but I do think it's going to be exponentially easier having gone through it. Like, you know what's going to happen November 7th or whenever the first day of trials.
Yeah. And, you know, I just, again, I think it's about where you put your energy and where your thoughts are, right? When you've been through it. You know, what I would say to people that are brand new to coaching, head coaching, is really focus on your kids and what you have, and what you can do with them. And control the things that you can control and focus on those things as much as you can. Because there's some things as coaches we can't control. But there are a lot of things that you can. So you know your kids' strengths and those things and focus on those and focus on trying to create things around them and try to not always get so caught up in the noise and all the pretty lights and just focus on what you can do for the kids that are in front of you. You do that, I think you'll be fine.
Right. And you try to be as proactive as you can. You can't Sally twists her ankle. I don't know any girls that are named Sally anymore, but anyway, you can't prepare for that. And she's your leading scorer. You can't prepare for things like that. You can think about them prior to it. But you know, you can prepare for illness. You can prepare for maybe the offense. Like, what if this offense doesn't work? What happens? So that's what I try to do in the fall. It's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. What happens if we need to pivot? What happens if this happens? I mean, I always like to have my contingency plans kind of ready.
And that's funny because I start to think of some of the zone action I might use and stuff. I'm like, okay, so what happens if this team does this here? What am I going to do?
Right.
Or if they attack this part or they screen here. I'm already thinking of that. So you start to think about, and does it fit your group? Does it fit the kids that you're seeing right now?
Yes. You know? Yes. I think you should be like, so this would be for anybody that takes over a job or anybody that's out and then comes back in. I would spend the fall doing scouts on everybody in your league.
Yeah. I have a list of the top scorers. I've watched teams from the year before.
But I would literally get a pad of paper out and I would say, okay, it's September. By the middle of October, I'm going to have watched 2 games of every team in our league. And I'm going to have a piece of paper there and I'm going to, because, you know, to be honest with you, coaches, you don't change that much. To be honest, you really don't. So, you know, let's say we'll take a team from my league. Let's say I took Janesville Craig. Okay. And I just come into this league. I'm going to take 2 games. I'm going to watch Craig. Well, after watching 2 games, I'm going to tell you they're relatively small. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. They're going to push the ball up. I'm going to be able to tell general stuff. So I will at least have an outline of, okay, here is, you know, even maybe your first opponent. I mean, I'd scout the crud out of your first opponent because you might not be able to get any film on them because you might be their first game too. Who's coming back? Yeah,
for the most part, you, in this day and age of technology and YouTube and all this stuff, there's pretty much accessible for all film. I've been watching a lot of games this summer. I bet you I've watched every team at least once on my schedule already this year. And those are things that I've learned from. But yeah, those are things you can control.
Do you have Huddle?
I do.
Okay. And do you film the films of the teams in Huddle?
I only use the YouTube videos right now. I mean, most of the YouTube, most of the schools stream their games live through YouTube.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if you had those films and then put them into Huddle and then.
I will. I mean, I'll get to that point, but like there's been so much other access of other ways to watch teams. More than ever.
I try to get some of the, again, sorry.
Flipping. We'll get to that point.
No, I'd get them on Huddle because the YouTube, they could turn them off on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so, if you have them on Huddle, you'll always have them, or you have them on a hard drive.
But I'm just saying in general, I've already been making that, right. opportunity to start to see some of those things about what teams do and so forth.
I'm excited. This is going to be a great high school hoop season because
I am too.
We're gonna dive into Jake this season, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
What? It's gonna be good because you're gonna hit some. We'll have easy number of topics this year, I think.
Oh yeah, for sure. And yeah. Like I said, like you said, the game is different. But sometimes it's not that different.
And it's all about the relationships, I'm telling you.
We'll talk about that over and over and over again.
It's all about the relationships, people. It's all about the relationships.
But again, I would say more than ever, that excitement is there. I'm excited. I have nothing to complain about. I know I made the right choice. I took the right time off, and now it's about to get back to doing what I love to do, and I'm glad that I got the opportunity to do it again. So I look forward to sharing my insights and supporting other coaches because, again, in all this honesty, those new coaches – go get yourself a mentor, whether it's Teach Hoops or other people that are involved, because people want to help. People love talking about basketball, especially retired coaches. They're missing it.
They are.
They will. Yeah.
They'll talk your ear off.
Much sometimes, but they mean well. They're good people.
They do mean well. All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Sports Social Podcast Network.